The Department of Homeland Security announces that ICE arrested 230 illegal immigrants in Florida and says 150 of them are sex offenders. Also, a look at how DHS has been responding to ongoing accusations that ICE is arresting U.S. citizens during its operations. NTD correspondent Jason Blair reports.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says that 150 illegal immigrant sex offenders were arrested during a DHS operation in Florida. The sweep was called Operation Criminal Return.
These individuals were sex offenders, but not just sex offenders. They targeted children. These 150 individuals will be gone off of our streets. Our kids will be safer.
Noem says that the operation happened with the partnership of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and is a model the DHS wants to replicate across the country. And the DHS has recently reported an 8,000% increase on attacks and death threats to their personnel. And ongoing protests have been happening around the country against ICE since June. The agency is also facing ongoing accusations that American citizens are being targeted or accidentally arrested during immigration enforcement operations. Last month, Governor Pritzker alleged that children were zip-tied and American citizens were detained for hours during a raid at a Chicago apartment building.
Go after them, not the 130 people. Instead, they took everybody out of the building. They zip-tied the kids. They took some of the seniors and put them into U-Hauls for hours, and many of them U.S. citizens.
The DHS responded, calling the claim that children were zip-tied a hoax